This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
1 hour to go. Nick Wilson, Jonathan Peterlin. We have had a day full of football talk. However, afternoon drive acknowledges the Cleveland Guardians. It's been a pretty good little stretch here. So we head out to the fan hotline to welcome in of Apple TV Plus, the Guardians Royals tomorrow night on Apple TV Plus with a 8:10 first pitch. Trisha Whitaker joins us. Trisha, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks, guys, for having me. Appreciate it.
Well, it's great to have you here. Obviously, I think we've had you on each year that Apple TV Plus has been doing these games. And so this is the best part of the season to be doing this, Trisha, because the Guardians have gone from one end of the hot cycle to the other here. So I'll just ask you, the 10-game losing streak or this ride they've been on recently, which do you think is closer to the real Guardians?
Hell yeah, I love it. I love when a team proves who they are, you know, later in the season. I think these are the real Guardians that you're watching right now. That 10-game losing streak, not fun, it sucks, but it happens. I think they're showing who they are, winning 11 of their last 13, trimming that deficit in the Central from, what was it, guys, 15.5 to 8 games in that span or something like that? I mean, that's insane. And they're looking for that 4-game sweep at the Orioles tonight. I just think that this is who the Guardians are, and I love it because every time I've been to Cleveland or covered the Guardians, I love their fan base and I have a soft spot in my heart for them because I'm a Midwest girl. I was raised in Indiana. I tell you guys this a lot, I think, but I'm used to seeing Cleveland fans kind of suffer a little bit. So whenever the Guardians or the Browns or whoever it is, whenever they're good, I like to see it. So I think this, what we have seen in this span, these are the real Guardians and this is the time to get hot. So fans should be excited about this stretch.
Well, and within that, Trisha, we're not kind of torn. You know, for a couple weeks, we were just talking about trading Class A, trading Kwan, trading Cade Smith, trading basically everyone that isn't Jose Ramirez. And now that you're back in the race, it feels like maybe we shouldn't be doing those things. What do you think the Guardians should be doing? Should we be selling? Should we be buying as the deadline approaches?
Well, you know, I think the talk has been around them getting a bat at the deadline. You know, they have the pieces to offer if that's what they want. Their deadline need is a righty bat. And so I think it's hard to tell, you know, because you heard the Guardians GM Mike Chernoff say the other day, you know, that it's been an emotional 2.5 weeks with the ups and downs of their season, and they're going to have to take it up to the last minute to see where they are. So I don't know. That's a really, really good question. Perhaps why I'm not paid the big dollars in MLB to make those decisions, but you do know that they do have that need for a righty bat if they could get one. We know they have the pieces to offer. You hope, you know, that they could keep some of the core of this team together, you know, and not do anything too drastic. But I don't know. We'll see, guys. I mean, sometimes we try to predict these things and we're completely off base, but I think we all know the need there. It's just a matter of whether or not they're going to pull the trigger.
Trisha, it's been such an interesting season. The AL Central at one point looked like a juggernaut. Now the Guardians are only one of two teams above 500, and they're right at 500. Oh, and then you got the NL, which we thought was going to be a powerhouse. The Dodgers struggling. The Braves struggling. It's just been such an interesting year. Is this as wide open across baseball, both leagues, for the race for playoffs and title that you can remember?
Yeah, I think in some ways. Obviously, you know, you look at the AL Central and the Tigers are just playing out of their mind right now. Well, I mean, obviously every team has tough stretches. But overall, when you look at what they've done specifically in the Guardians division, it's been wildly impressive. They've improved to everybody that last year, you know, wasn't a fluke. But then you do look at the other divisions, specifically in the AL. You look at the AL East. The Rays were flirting with the top for a while, but they have plummeted. But then you look at the Blue Jays, the Yankees, and even the Red Sox, and that's going to be an incredibly tight and exciting race to watch. The AL West is going to be fun as well. With the Mariners right there with the Astros. And then, obviously, you know, with the NL, the Mets and the Phillies are flirting with that top spot. And the NL Central is a pretty exciting division, too, right now. But you're right. I do think that we are looking at a really fun year in baseball where the gap between the top two or even the top three teams in these divisions is not very big. And that is so good for baseball. And I love to see it because it is horrible for baseball the way that the Rockies and the Pirates are performing this season. And the Nationals, I'll put them in that category. It's I hate it when that happens. And I wish that there was something that we could do with baseball, the schedule and whatnot to fix that, because it's just a waste of time and a waste of talent. But you're right. The divisions are really exciting this year right there at the top.
Yeah, it's interesting that you kind of point that out. Like in the AL, for instance, I mean, it's the A's and the White Sox. Orioles didn't plan to be there, so I kind of give them a pass. Like they're legitimately trying. It just kind of didn't work out for them the way that they intended. But the A's and the White Sox, and the A's even had stretches where they looked somewhat competitive this year. Like in the American League, it seems like we have for the first time in a while, and really maybe it's going back a couple years now, just a lot of contending teams and not many teams throwing in the towel, which has to be good.
No, you're exactly right, because it's just silly to sit there and watch a team such as the White Sox and the Rockies and just totally plummet. And you're right, I do give the Orioles a bit of pass. It's not like they don't have good pieces. It's not like they're not trying. It's disappointing to see because I really like that team. I like the guys on that team a lot, and it's really been sad to see. If I'm being completely honest, what happened with Brandon Hyde was sad to see. What happened with Derek Shelton was sad to see because that wasn't his fault with the Pirates. It just wasn't. So anyways, you know, you talk about that theme around Major League Baseball right now. And yeah, you know, I would agree with you that it is a good thing to see that at the top of each division.
Trisha Whitaker on the fan hotline here. She'll be on the coverage of Apple TV Plus's Guardians-Royals game Friday night, 8 o'clock hour. First pitch here is the game's going to be live from Kansas City. Jose Ramirez is on one here recently, and it obviously coincides with a huge offensive outburst. And we're talking about a guy who is a fringe prospect who's now become one of the most beloved Guardians at 32. We are 100 games into the season. He's got a four war, almost batting 300, 21 home runs. I'm like, when you watch Hosey, we know what he means to us. Like what to you stands out about Hosey?
Unbelievable. And I think honestly, we were talking about this on our production call. It's just not fair how kind of, I guess you could say under acknowledged he is. Everybody knows how good he is. But no player has had more top five MVP finishes than Jose Ramirez since 2017, but he didn't win any of those years. And you look at this year and you worry that might happen again with guys like Aaron Judge and Cal Raleigh being the two favorites to win this season. And it's a shame because, I mean, this is a guy we're talking, he's a future Hall of Famer. And I know third base is the most underrepresented position in the Hall of Fame, but he's a surefire to join that list at some point. And he's only gotten better with age, you know, and you would love to see him really in those MVP talks this year. I mean, I know he always is in the talks, but you know what I mean. It's just, you want to see him get that acknowledgement that he deserves.
Yeah, Trisha, you got to push for it, because I imagine in your production meeting, you can tell me if I'm wrong here, did you guys talk more about Bobby Witt or more about Jose Ramirez?
You know the answer to that. We talked more about Jose Ramirez, as we should have, and that's no slight to Bobby Witt Jr. Bobby Witt Jr. is an incredible player. He's, you know, one of the young players you look forward to watching in the future, and he's also just a phenomenal guy. But Jose Ramirez is going to be a Hall of Famer. He's 32 years old. He doesn't look like it. He's aging like a fine wine. And, you know, that's why we talked more about him. He's my pregame interview tomorrow, and I'm excited to chat with him. But he's just one of the all-time players.
You mentioned early in the interview, Tricia, the ground the Guardians have made up in both the Central Division and the Wild Card. If roughly 60-some games from now, we're talking about the Guardians in the playoffs, what will that be owed to?
Gosh, that'll be owed to, well, you know, I hate to sound like a broken record. You know what, you guys, I'm about to try something really cool. I'm on the phone with you. I'm going to see if my boarding pass will scan while I'm doing a live radio interview. This is going to be fun. But I think that'll be owed to, a lot of it'll be owed to Jose Ramirez and the leadership of Steven Vogt. I mean, what he's been able to do, that's not an easy, those are not easy shoes to fill, to take over for a legend like Terry Francona. But he's been able to do it. So I think that's what it's going to be owed to, some of that veteran leadership. And hopefully the offense getting going like we know they can, like we hope they can, and perhaps maybe a move at the trade deadline. You never know. That's my guess, and I hope to see the Guardians in the postseason.
Gavin Williams versus Michael Wacha, the pitching matchup in the game for you guys tomorrow night. What's the discussion been like around this matchup? For us here, I can only speak to Williams. I can't speak too much to Wacha, but it's been a little bit of a struggle relative to what some of the expectations were for such a large talent and the stuff that he does possess.
Yeah, absolutely. I would agree with that. I think, are you referring to Wacha there?
No, I'm referring to Williams, but it works for Wacha too.
Referring to Williams. Okay, yeah, sorry. You know, I'm trying to scan my boarding pass right now, and we'll see if it works. Hold on. Give me 2 seconds.
You
okay.
Got it.
Okay. It didn't work, you guys. This is the first radio interview I've ever done. Tried to scan my... There we go. It worked.
There we go.
I don't even know what you asked. I'm not even going to lie to you. Scanning a boarding pass and doing a live radio interview is not for the faint of hearted. Can you repeat the question?
Yeah, I can. No, I can repeat it again. I was setting up the pitching matchup for tomorrow with Gavin Williams versus Michael Wacha, and I was explaining or just kind of weighing out how we see Gavin Williams here. Just a bunch of talent, just so many good pitches, but maybe the season hasn't come together as nicely as we would have all thought.
Yeah, it possibly hasn't, but he's coming off a good performance, if I'm not mistaken, on Sunday in their win over the Athletics, if I'm correct there. And that's encouraging to see, right? He was efficient. He fanned a season high 11 batters, his first double-digit strikeout game. And so when you look at a performance like that, that does encourage you moving forward. But certainly tomorrow is going to be a good test for him. And then down the stretch this season, you know, as things really get real for this Guardians team and they continue to make that postseason push, you're going to see what he's made of. I will not lie, I have not watched him enough to be able to give you guys a totally accurate analysis of him, but I'm certainly looking forward to it tomorrow night.
All right, I know Indiana has a history of being a basketball school, but after making the playoffs and Cignetti is hard charging into the season, is Indiana a football school officially?
You know the answer to that. Come on. Hell yeah, they are. Did you see what Kurt Cignetti said at Media Day the other day? It was amazing. He totally called out the SEC and their scheduling. That man is not scared of anything, and that's what we love to see, because IU has not had a coach like that. And we've especially not had a coach like that who's able to back up some of their smack talk, you know? Yesterday he said, we figured we'd adopt on the SEC scheduling philosophy. And I love that. He's not afraid to say what he thinks. And what he did last year at Big Ten Media Day was set the expectations high. And we all listened to him, and he was like, I win. That's what I do. Google me. And we're like, you're insane. You're playing it. You're coaching in Indiana. You know, we are terrible. We tend to take head coaches and ruin them because we have such terrible talent. Well, he backed that up with an incredible season. I'm a season ticket holder, so this has just been a fever dream to me. When I was a student, you guys, I covered Indiana football. When it was my first sports reporting assignment ever. I covered them when they went 1-11, and somehow I still stayed in the field. So seeing them do what they've done recently has been amazing.
Yeah, we covered the 0-17 or 0-16 Browns. We definitely know how that is. All right, real quick, before we let you go, the Browns could have the number one pick next year. IU's got a new quarterback, Fernando Mendoza. Any inside skinny you can share with us?
Oh, boy. I don't know if I can share much with you guys. I just know that I have to check which seat I am on this plane, you guys. This is the most hilarious interview I've ever done while I'm boarding a plane on live radio. Fernando Mendoza, I certainly high expectations for him. And he got a lot of praise at Big Ten Media Day, so you love to see that. And as you guys know, I'm a sucker for the Browns and everything Cleveland. So I'm hoping they have a good season, too. That's all I got for you. I'm putting my suitcase up in the carry-on bin while I'm doing this interview.
Tricia, you're an all-time pro. We appreciate your time. Enjoy your flight, and we can't wait to see you on Apple TV Plus coverage for the Gardos Royals tomorrow, and we know you'll do a great job.
Hey, I can't wait to see you guys, too. I got my seat wrong while I was on the phone with you, but otherwise I did pretty well boarding a plane during a live interview.
That was pretty much Jonathan's fault. I think we all agree on that. Tricia, be good.
You guys, too. We'll see you later.
Tricia Whitaker on the fan hotline there again. Guardians Royals on Apple TV Plus tomorrow, 8:10 first pitch. We'll react to what she had to say about the Gardos and maybe, probably not Indiana football. In 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. Obviously, today we heard Andrew Berry's press conference in the 3 o'clock hour. I believe 90% of the questions were about the Quinshon Judkins situation. And Andrew Berry went to significant lengths to talk about their process and their confidence in their process, and not just in terms of educating players on what not to do, but also going to the other direction, saying, you know, in terms of the vetting process of prospects and, you know, how much work they've done to get that right. And Daniel Oyafusi of ESPN, NFL reporter, Browns reporter, excuse me, quote tweeting his original video of Andrew Berry's opening statement today, and saying, in an incident report released by the Fort Lauderdale Police Department after Andrew Berry's news conference, the alleged victim claimed there has been prior incidents of domestic violence, but nothing to the point of what occurred in that case. So it would be interesting if the Browns knew something about that. It's becoming harder for the Browns to say, well, we vetted this and nothing came up.
No, it's becoming much harder to defend in many ways. And I mean, again, it's tough, too, because if she didn't report anything, then the Browns would be like, well, where's the trail for us to figure this all out? But this has been going on for... Because remember, they dated and then they broke up for like 6 months, according to the first initial police report. Mm-hmm. And then they started seeing each other again. Like the way that this police report and the way that this reads from the Fort Lauderdale Police Department, sounds like Judkins has been... If you believe this to be true, a pretty bad dude for a while.
Yeah, and it just, this continues to be why at some point you just can't defend. And like, to me, this is the stuff that actually, like, the drafting stuff, okay, I can give you, like, getting at a first rounder in a certain amount of time. That's tough to kind of to bring up there. I also understand if you don't have first rounders, you might.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Be more inclined to take risks on guys just because you're trying to get as much talent as you can in the building. At this point, though, that's a lot of not working out. It's a lot of guys getting in trouble as soon as they get here or somewhere around there. And, you know, listen, man, I just want to like my team. And I know they're not going to be, you know, 53 altar boys. I know that. I'm very comfortable with speeding tickets. And I understand guys get in trouble in situations where alcohol or something else is involved. And I have a ton of empathy on stuff like that. But I mean, the fact that specifically DeSean Michael Jr., And in fairness, Mike has not been in the news for a year since his issue with his his girlfriend, but, you know, Michael Jr., and now Quinshon. It's like, man, I got to tell you, the one of the things that is really, really, really tough to just stomach in any way is when it's violence in any way, physical, sexual, or otherwise, towards women.
Mm-hmm.
And at some point, like, that matters to me as much as, okay, what does the on-the-field stuff look like?
Yeah. I mean, it's just that it's real tough. The situation is supposed to be getting easier around Judkins, and it's getting harder and harder. And I don't know. I kind of wish, in many ways, Andrew Berry would do another press conference, and we could maybe figure out what he thinks now. Because in many ways, for myself even, I'm just thinking about this. And if domestic violence has been going on for a while, and all these prior incidents, it's bad news.
And in fairness, the report doesn't say whether they've been reported yet. So that is something. But I mean, I would imagine this. Listen, anybody who has any knowledge of domestic violence, anyone who has any knowledge or personal experience with domestic violence knows, yeah, it doesn't tend to be a one-off thing.
Yeah, and I think
with like one specific partner, it tends to be an ongoing issue.
Yeah, that's kind of what made it scary in the first police report that you read and how it went down. Because it wasn't as if it felt like it was like a, you know, just a one time situation for Judkins, and he just lost his cool and all that. Like, it just didn't feel that way. And now this doesn't help in any way at all. It makes me feel very uneasy, the whole entire thing, Nick. It just does. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and so listen, this is a tertiary thing of what we're talking about. The thing that we're talking about, which is the football team that we love and have grown up loving, and you know, have a complicated relationship with just on wins and losses alone, that they've got a real issue with bringing in character concern guys, and then the character concern guys give you more concern. That is an honest to goodness, that is a real problem and something that needs to be addressed more so than take our word for it, because, hey, we've got a thorough process, right? I mean, I respect how tough it is to get this right. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
But at some point, I mean, one you intentionally brought here knowing the allegations against him and how fans reacted and how that was. And I think, you know, NFL teams, I think the Browns have done this too. They play the zero-sum game of, if we win, you're not going to care. Yeah, and then you're not winning. And by the way, people do care. There are people that I know stopped being Browns fans because of the Deshaun thing.
Mm-hmm.
There are people who become incredibly cynical about the Browns, even if they still root for them in their heart of hearts. They're still very cynical about this organization as led by Andrew Berry. So at some point, the burden of proof does become on Andrew Berry. And I think that's where, like, I respect what he said today and what he's trying to convey, the message. Yeah, I'd respect more if we didn't have guys every year with some level of violence against women being brought into the community. I think I'd respect it a little bit more, because not all arrests are created equal. And there's a lot of ways to be empathetic by a lot of these young guys, because a lot of them are incredibly young guys and they get money or they have money. And I believe in the idea of immaturity. And honestly, even when it comes to guys who do screw up in this vein, I do believe in the idea that you can get better, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think Ray Rice and how he handled that situation truly proved that a man can take his worst moment and own it, as he tried to do in his involvement in women's shelters in Baltimore, which I believe still goes on to this day, because I think there was an article about it here over the last couple of years that I remember reading about. So just doing it in and of itself is bad enough, but I do believe that second chances exist, and I do believe that people who make these awful decisions can rehabilitate themselves. That's second to this. Like, at some point, you just saying, hey, we try to educate him. Okay. It doesn't seem like education's a problem. Seems like whatever your process is with this matter isn't good enough. And I could say, when you said with Deshaun, we take this seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, then you had your owner come out and say, if his name is Joe Smith, he wouldn't be here. So there's already an element, a touch of moral relativism played by the Browns organization in broad daylight. Okay, and then what are we going to do to restrict this further? Well, maybe instead of education, you just don't draft the guys with signs of this. Because I'll be honest with you. If anything comes out, Jonathan,
yeah,
that they knew about this or that there were incidents at Ole Miss.
Or something that they got wind of and just kind of ignored.
Or something that it would be impossible not to get wind of. If you have a team of researchers and fixers and everything, I don't know that I could ever really truly respect this organization again, as constructed today. At some point, like, hey, man, we're trying. No. To hell with that. There, at some point, your job is to bring in great football players, sure, but to build a culture. And if every year you're bringing one of these guys in that's a cultural nightmare, and you know it, or you just aren't doing the due diligence, or your due diligence is calling people that just really like the guy in question.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, you got to do better than that. And so, again, like, I want to be fair to this situation that just because the alleged victim claims there's prior incidents of domestic violence, it doesn't necessarily mean that these were that went, made its way to the police. It doesn't, but man, at some point, the evidence is so damning and so frustrating. If you're going to be bad at football, can we just have good guys playing? Like, the Browns were awful when Jamie Meador played here. That dude had a great heart, and I just enjoyed watching him play football.
Yeah.
Right? I'm trying to think of some of the other. Andrew Hawkins was just one of the coolest dudes ever. And, yeah, I would have loved to see him win more games here in Cleveland. But I could at least fall back on, hey, man, the good dudes.
But it does. It feels like they almost owe us a crop of good dudes after Deshaun Watson and everything that went down there. It feels like they owe us someone to root for. That's what makes the Judkins part. There's a lot that makes it so sad, but that's a big part of what makes it so sad is people are so excited to watch him play football and so excited to have a Buckeye in uniform being the running back and trying to replace Nick Chubb. And it gets very sad. And, you know, amidst all this, Nick, I don't even know if he was asked about it or not, but, like, there's Devin Bush as well.
Yeah.
I mean, we didn't bring him up yet today in the slightest bit. I don't know if he was asked because we were in and out with that press conference and paying a lot of attention to the Judkins side of things. But there's a guy right there, another prime example of what we're talking about.
You can't be bad at football and bring all this to the doorstep and then just, well, we're going to take your word for it. And Radu on Twitter said something I thought. He said, do the Browns have investigators who look into the backgrounds of anyone? You know who was used to do a great job at kind of telling us, giving us the insight on this, was Mike Lombardi. And Mike always talked about how he had people kind of everywhere that, like, a network of people.
He works like a mafia syndicate.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But in fairness, like, I don't know.
What I've been wondering this entire time, and listen, so I've done a lot of extensive research in Judkins and trying to figure out if, like, just personally, if there was any sort of anything in any sort of spot. But, like, now that we have all the info that we do, did Lane Kiffin know something at Ole Miss?
Yeah.
Like, think about it. Think about how talented Judkins was. Yep. And then they let him, in the age where Kiffin and Ole Miss is paying players, they just said no to someone that talented and that good. They were like, yeah, no, we're cool with it. Oh, you can go get more money elsewhere. Kiffin's paying everybody right now. Like, shouldn't that have raised some sort of alarm somewhere? Like, we have no evidence of it. I've searched high and low to try to find something that gave off concerns that Ole Miss had with Judkins. I would bet a lot of money. I feel very comfortable betting a lot of money that they knew something wasn't on the up and up after what we've unearthed and figured out since then.
And JP,
he was too good of a player.
You and I know enough people around sports in general. If there's something out there, someone knows. I mean, it's you do not have to kick over many rocks if a guy has a history of domestic violence or character concerns to whatever level. You don't have to kick him over. This is why, like, the Johnny Manziel stuff and the Justin Gilbert stuff was incredibly avoidable. You just had to listen. But if you don't want to hear the information, yeah. Oh, hey, we kicked over some rocks. Mm-hmm. Okay, not all rocks are created equal, in fairness, but also, did you actually listen to here's another great point. What actually discounts a guy from you drafting him?
Well, that's what we don't know right now with the Browns. We don't know what that line is. We don't know what that measurement is. And it's different for every team involved, right? It just is. You know, the Eagles have a different line than what some teams where they just immediately say, thanks, but no thanks.
And I think, so that's a point. The Eagles have openly drafted guys with culture concerns, and they have made it work. And by made it work, I mean, I have not, Jalen Carter, his reckless speeding thing mm-hmm. where a teammate and another woman were killed.
Yep.
Yeah, hadn't done that yet. Have not heard about Jalen and domestic violence. So yet they bring these guys in. So either they're better at investigating these guys and finding out what is a one-off incident and or whatever, or they're just much better at actually taking care of these issues as they arise and help guys avoid them.
But there are some teams that just instantly say no. I know the Ford family in Detroit have made it kind of like a mission of theirs to like they just if there's any red flag of any sorts, they don't go down that path. And it's interesting how there aren't as nearly as many of those type of teams having those, I'm not even going to call it principles, but just saying like we can't separate the art from the artist. There's so few of those relative to what it feels like there used to be.
So Daniel Oyafusi, on a quote tweet of the initial lengthy opening statement from GM Andrew Berry, has given us more information on the story that is available on ESPN.com. In an incident report released by the Fort Lauderdale Police Department after this news conference, the alleged victim claimed there's been prior incidents of domestic violence, but nothing to the point of what occurred in this specific case here. And so that does, honestly, this makes Andrew Berry look worse because he gave you a veritable word salad today on the process. And I would say took a victory lap. I don't want to say that, but defended to great lengths the team's attempts to curtail these issues. And then Quinshon was like the one guy. He was like the one guy that we personally at Ohio State had never heard of anything. There was the weird way he left Ole Miss, which is what you pointed out there. But again, it's not, I'm a radio host in Cleveland. I shouldn't have to call up down to Lane Kiffin and be like, this dude a dirtbag or not?
Right, right.
That's the team's job. And it sure looks like this extra piece of information sure doesn't look good for Andrew Berry after everything he said today. In case you missed it, in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.